She stated, "Many scientists at prestigious American universities will tell you they cannot get grants for continued research on aspartame or Splenda, or their department heads have been told to drop all discussions on the topic. Some will say aspartame research isn't worth the effort because they cannot get published in American scientific journals. Others claim the research centers constructed by the large corporations such as Duke University's Searle Research Center were designed with managed research as a construction proviso." Illustrating the battle between experts in regard to aspartame was the 2005 research by Dr. Morando Sofriti, scientific director of the European Ramazzini Foundation of Oncology and Environmental Sciences in Bologna, Italy. Sofriti conducted a 3-year study on 1,800 rats and concluded that aspartame is a multipotential carcinogen. His work was peer-reviewed by 7 world experts, and in April 2007, Dr. Sofriti received the 3rd Irving J. Selikoff Award from the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York City, where he presented a more recent study that confirmed the cancer-causing potential of aspartame at even small doses. He noted that only a small amount of aspartame can trigger cancer, and babies of mothers who ingested aspartame could grow up to contract cancer. Other research conducted in Spain, such as the Barcelona Project by the staff of the biology department of the University of Barcelona, confirmed that aspartame transformed into formaldehyde in the bodies of living laboratory specimens and spread throughout vital organs. These studies, largely unreported in the U.S. media, confirmed aspartame's carcinogenicity in laboratory rats. In 2006, media reports spoke of a new study that countered Sofriti's research. This study was not new. It was actually conducted in the mid-1990s and reported that researchers could find no link between aspartame and cancer, according to Eun-Hee Lim, Ph.D., a researcher at the National Institutes of Health, NIH. Lim and colleagues worked with 473,984 men and women between the ages of 50 and 71 who participated in this diet and health study. In 1995 and 1996, participants were asked how much they drank of 3 popular diet beverages, soda, fruit drinks, and iced tea.